Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Paige is already, always ready for this. Aren't you, Paige?
Yeah, man.
God, sounds like such an 80s song. You're new. I rock. About to go deal some drugs with a mullet.
Is he still doing the weekend? Is he still doing the, I'm old?
You know, I don't know. I don't think he is. I'm running through your drawers. I think he looks normal now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, that was weird. What was that about? He was like an old Kyrie Irving looking dude.
He kind of looked like old Madea, but as a man.
Yeah, it was some kind of concept album or song he was doing.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, stuff like that really doesn't exist anymore. Like David Bowie, I mean, like the way he'd do Ziggy Stardust and stuff, and he'd stay in character.
Yeah, there's none of that. It's a
performance art.
Yeah, I don't know what he... I think he's top of mind because they had Grammy nominations. I think he got a few. No, he didn't get them. That's what it was.
Well, they probably saw his Super Bowl performances where he was basically trying to summon Satan to Earth.
It was odd. Everybody in masks and wearing...
Hey, who is it this year? It's Little Tubman Bad Bunny.
Yep.
Okay.
And people are legit trying to learn Spanish, but you'll never pick it up that fast.
It won't matter anyway. It's not the same conjugation.
No, people who are good at speaking Spanish do it real fast.
Yes. I mean...
Hard to catch on. Which, that sucks when you first start to learn a language anyway. You sound kind of slow.
Yeah, like, think about when folks come to this country and they are... We call it broken English. And it's probably what's taught to them as English, kind of the way I was taught... I almost called it Mexican. I was taught Spanish for 2 years. And once you get there, that stuff, it doesn't...
You don't sound...
Because they tell you to try to do the accent, too, but it's going to be Southern. Como estas? Bueno. Me llamo.
Me llamo Mateo.
They're all laughing at us like, eh. Chinese is like... Mandarin's real hard to learn.
Oh, yeah.
That would... I would imagine that would be one of the
tougher ones. Is that what you do on Duolingo? You're trying to learn Chinese?
I didn't use that, but I tried to learn it, and it's got a lot of sharp sounds, I guess you could say. Like the ni hao mo, and, you know, tao sheng hao. You got to do a lot of that.
Like, even if, and you're not trying to, but it sounds like...
It sounds like I'm being offensive.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. It sounds like you're angry at him.
It's kind of like the German accent has that real, like, angry tone to it. And they don't mean it to be. I mean, some of them do, you know.
That's one you can be creepy with, too. Like, Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Ooh. Kindergarten.
Oh, God. Deutsche Bank.
Screw SoftBank, by the way. Bastards.
And many others.
They screw up everybody's investments. I've never even heard of SoftBank. And all of a sudden, oh, SoftBank.
I mean, come on.
I thought we were still worried about the West Bank. We're dealing with SoftBank.
That'll never get figured out until I rebuild it.
Oh, that's a good one. Will there be bets on any kind of satanic rituals during the Super Bowl?
I don't know if he's known for that.
I would bet on it because they're not always known for it. They'll just work that stuff in, and it's very blatant. I don't think people do it anymore for the shock and awe. I think people are real witches and warlocks.
Really?
I think
you always say one lady is, but I don't know.
Madonna's a witch, ain't no doubt.
Like, they'll tell you that, but what does that really mean? What can a witch
do? She was the first one that I ever heard. I can remember the first celebrity I ever heard talk about reincarnation was Shirley MacLaine. I don't know why I waved to you as I said that.
Weezer.
Shirley MacLaine. And then when it came to, what was her name? I just said. When it came to this, we'd always think of her. We think of this, and we'd always come to her. Ah, Foot. You know, anyway.
Madonna? Is that who it was?
Yes. Kabbalah. That was the first, celebrity I'd ever heard about that. And then you kind of just out of inquisitiveness, like, I wonder what this is. And you start looking at it, like.
She got other people into it. I remember that. Okay.
Well, yeah. With reincarnation, that's more Hindu, right?
I just remember Shirley MacLaine talking about it on a I think it was on Johnny Carson, and then she became like an SNL sketch where, you know.
So what do you want to come back as?
Ed Begley Jr. was the first celebrity I ever heard talk about solar panels, and then he became like laughingstock.
He's kind of out there, a lot of his views.
Yeah, but you know, you see, like, when you see universities setting up big old piles of land full of them, you're like, something to it. I want it all over my house, though.
How about the one off Highway 86 here? Like, where do those go to? We got a huge field of them.
Where does Furman's go? Like, that's a. Like, where does that? Where does that power? Do they sell the power? Or are they using it to power up the college across the street?
Yeah, probably that part.
Everybody's looking for alternative sources. I read a story about a guy who spent a couple years finding empty vape mods. And then he rigged it up to power his whole house.
What?
But he doesn't know. Like, it won't, when it gets below a certain percentage, it ruins the battery forever. And there's no indicator. He doesn't know which ones are going to go out when.
So he's just running around changing out these mods?
Pretty much.
That's annoying.
Oh.
Spent years just to try it, see if he could do it. Try to go get laid or something, dude.
I know solar panels have been around for a while. And I know that where I grew up in California, a lot of people had them on their house, their roofs.
I see them on the roof, but you have to have a lot of them to, you know, the power company doesn't like them. And they'll offer to put them up there, but they don't want
to. See, that's the thing. I don't know if, you know, you would think someone like Duke Power and whoever Duke Power is in other states and stuff, they would have banded together and said, okay, we need to get people to start making fun of these things.
Why?
You know, because it will then turn make it like the tinfoil hat stuff. You know, it's like, oh, you wear the tinfoil hat thing. And it starts to be, you know, you made fun of for doing that. Well, you know, kind of like I made fun of my mom for putting duct tape over her webcam.
My neighbor had a nice setup, you know, because up the street from us, that's where the rich people lived. And
listen to her.
No, I'm serious. And it heated their pool. So they had like a pool and sauna all year round because of solar panels.
I don't trust it, man. I had a solar-powered phone charger and it sucked.
Yeah, I have three of them that
they're awful.
Then they're in Helene. I found out they aren't worth a crap. Especially if there's no sun. Like if there's a major storm and there's no sun.
This is for your phone.
Huh?
Your phone? Or
yeah, it's these little. It looks like a phone, and you just plug into it, and it's got a little wire, a little solar panel on top of it.
Plus, how much power are you using when it's not sunny? You got to save it up during the day, right? So you can use it at night?
I would set it outside.
So you do not watch TV during the day? Like, you got to wait till night?
That's a good question. It's kind of like gas. Like, I remember as a kid, and this was during the gas shortage of the 80s, and I remember telling my dad, like, why don't we go buy a bunch of gas and just save it? And he's like, evaporation, Matthew. And I'm like...
if you leave it open, maybe...
I think, but I think even if you put, big jugs of it or whatever, eventually it will evaporate slowly, right?
Hey, really? I don't know.
I don't know.
People started hoarding it, after COVID? during COVID.
Hoarding gas?
Yeah, I remember they'd pull up to the, they'd have tons of cans in their.
That's a good.
What do you call that thing in the truck that's open? It's got nothing in it.
Cab?
Or the back part. The empty. The empty part of the truck.
The trailer?
I don't know. But they were filling it with gas cans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people do that. They get selfish.
Yes, gas does evaporate, but modern cars are designed to prevent it from happening significantly from the gas tank. Yes, but I'm talking about like in a jug. I think it would. This is what my dad said. Maybe he said that because he didn't have money to go buy more and stock up, and he just said, oh, it'd evaporate, Matthew.
Or he didn't want it around for, you know, neighbors to huff.
True. There was a lot of huffers back then. And they're still lurking around today.
I thought it was just the 80s.
If you say, what is that new cologne you're wearing? It smells like unleaded. They're a huffer. They probably are huffing gas.
And you don't see too many people with...
I think I'm a huffer. Self-admitted.
With paint face. When you start huffing spray paint, I'm going to worry about you.
Like Clegg? I'm not going to like...
I'm telling you, we're going to find out that that goatee is not really gray. In fact, he is sniffing or huffing gray spray paint.
I thought you were going to make the joke.
I'm not making jokes. I missed it. What was the joke?
You remember the joke that Kenny said to Clegg when he saw that his face was silver from the spray paint?
Oh, yeah. Said, he's like, bounding down.
Like he'd been giving RoboCop oral favors.
Oral favors.
It just smells good. If it's bad, like these, well, it's not necessarily bad, but these wipes, the sanitizer, PVC glue, stuff like that, you know, gasoline, Kerosene even.
What's the?
Kerosene. I saw somebody was at a party with a Kerosene heater in the picture, and I could smell it.
Oh, man.
Does that turn you on?
No. Rub the little tray together to get it going.
My grandpa used to light his cigarettes on it.
My daddy would, I felt like such a pimp, telling me to go spark her up. I was like, yeah, I get to do it.
I hated doing that. I was the biggest puss about that. Lighting the wick in the old school, whatever was in the trailers, the heating and air.
Yeah.
You had to stick like a match in there to light the wick.
Shake that little thing around and get it going, and then it's I like to watch a circle of fire go around there. Felt awesome.
I'm like, oh, this is going to kill us.
You know what I did the other day? I was intimidated by, I don't want to say, was I intimidated or inspired by a meme? This is a true story. I saw a meme, it said, a confident person can go to dinner by themselves and can go to the theater by themselves.
Somebody send it to you?
No, it was just a meme. I just happened across my scroll, and I was like, man, those are two things that I have never done before.
Really?
I have never. Never. I've eaten by myself, but, you know, not in a restaurant.
You wouldn't go see a play or something?
I wouldn't go see a play with 50 people.
So it got you to think a little bit.
It got me to think a little bit. So I went to the movies by myself.
I love that.
I ate at home. But I went to the movies by myself.
Did you tell the ticket taker and say?
I just waited for someone.
Didn't even have to speak to a soul. You just go in. There's a kiosk there. I don't even know if I had to even pay.
That kind of sucks.
Because you walk in, you kiosk yourself, you pick the ticket out. It gives you a little receipt. That's your thing. And no one took it. I guess they're watching me on the security camera. I didn't get anything from concessions, and I paid right at $10 to see a movie that I've seen 10,000 times before.
Why did
no drink or nothing?
I had a bottle of water in my pocket.
You son of a bitch.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, man. I haven't heard this in forever.
Guy's got a lot of good songs. Old D-Yoke.
I don't know, wish I'd seen him when he was in Spartanburg.
God, I forgot. See, he always pops up and you don't expect it. Like, where's it going to be?
Yeah.
Usually you don't hear about it until somebody already went.
I know. They
don't offer up, like, hey, you want to go see Dwight Yoakam?
It wouldn't make it all the way to us anyway.
No.
It wouldn't have farther than the voice you just did an impression of there.
They don't trickle down. Just like, you know, you could have went and seen George Strait years ago. That fell apart. Maybe somebody will make up for it now, next year, when he comes to Clemson.
I would love to. But again, I have to have good seats. And that's not a bougie statement. I'd rather not go if I don't have good seats. Is that bad?
I mean, what do you consider good? Like what we used to have at wrestling? Because those are great.
Those are great. I do not want to go anywhere where I have to watch a screen to see the performance.
I don't know if people are given good seats anymore because all the, you know, everybody realizes what they get charged for them. And I think they realize if we give these to people, then they're going to make money off it.
Well, like the tickets for wrestling the other night, those were non-transferable. Because last minute I thought about it. I was like,
That's what they do now. They don't want you making that money.
Yeah, there's even a thing on there that's like, it says, you cannot, because I was like, you know, I could just screen shoot this and send it to somebody who, you know, might want to. And so you cannot do that with these. They're non-transferable.
I tried to get into the pool for Masters tickets. Yeah. I didn't get it, you know, for next year, but I was always thinking, well, you know, in the back of my mind, if I get them and I don't want to go.
He was just selling.
I don't know if you can, though.
Yeah, but if you did get them and you couldn't sell them, would you go?
It depends. Like, is it – I don't know if they give tickets to the par 3 tournament. That might be fun to watch.
Do you know what happened the last time you went to a golf tournament?
Yeah, I know. I don't, actually. I'm trying to remember the last one I went to.
You don't remember.
It would have to be like final round tickets for me to go.
Yeah. I went, most of the times I went to the Masters were practice rounds. But it's more casual then, though. It's not as like prim and proper, and you can actually like talk to dudes and stuff.
You were sneaking some wine or some champagne.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You can't do that there.
We were at the, we were guests in a luxury suite. There was alcohol, a lot of alcohol.
So I took open a bar.
I took a couple bottles.
It didn't say you can only drink it here. It said it was an open bar.
He was clinking as he left.
Fat boy took that as unlocked and walked out of there like he had peg legs. That or he had to dump real bad.
Like, what's wrong with that guy?
He was just walking like freaking Frankenstein.
I don't even know if it was.
Bottles clinking together in his legs.
That's how bad it was. That's how bad the not really alcoholism, but like, hey, you know, here's something to drink later. I don't even know how good it was as far as like, you know, is this worth stealing? Could I have spent $7 for it later?
That stuff probably there not. Was. Oh, no, that stuff was there good. Was, yeah. That was, okay. That was, you talking about the BMW Pro-Am?
Yeah.
That was, no, it wasn't Cristal.
Was it Chandon, by chance?
Moet Chandon.
Moet? Ah, dang it, I could remember.
That's okay, that's average.
You like Moet, you don't even know it. Is that what it was?
That's a style, that's not a brand, right?
No, see,
no,
this
Chandon
how,
is average.
Alcohol and cars, man. Like, I don't know anything. The only thing I know about cars is TLCMotors.com. The only thing I know about alcohol is don't drink it.
Or even Corbell would be okay.
Don't drink it after you bought a TLC Motors car driving.
No.
Is she making alcohols up? Like, I don't even know.
No.
Could be.
I've been to not Moet Chandon, but that's in France.
She's a bruncher. I can tell she's a bruncher.
I am a bruncher. I have to admit.
She's got to have, what do you call them, Samoas for lunch?
She's a white woman.
It's a white
if they came,
that's what we do.
If Trump put some kind of edict and said only men get to go to brunch, it would not be a thing anymore.
That's what happens when you get married. You don't go downtown at night too much. You
hell no.
You brunch with your girlfriend.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that downtown.
She's talking about oral fixations.
Oh,
if you don't do that, you're not going to stay married. I can tell you that.
Dang, that's messed up.
Oh goodness.
Well, you're a man.
Hell yeah.
I don't mind it, but look, the younger generation of males.
I miss the days of laying on my stomach looking like a sniper rifle.
What the hell?
Hey, the first sniper. The younger generation is not into that stuff.
It goes both ways.
You know what I'm talking about. You do.
You kind of look like a...
Dialing it in.
Yeah, you are. I don't know if that's a Ross Perot face. Or like a...
I think normally I like that, but the way you look, it makes me want to vomit.
God! Mess up. He looks how he looks every day. Look at her.
Not you, going. But just what you're doing is creeping me out.
Laying on my stomach, acting like I'm a sniper.
No, it's like you're possessed. I don't know.
Oh my God, stop. See the tongue action going. Now you kind of look like you've been under some pills all day. You little crick in the neck.
I would need one of those travel precious. Pillows around my neck if I'm a sniper or like an all-time lesbian. I need those little rolls around
my
neck.
I love you, my precious.
Come here, Paige.
You got to have a neck pillow like you wear on an airplane.
Yeah. You don't want to. Did you sleep wrong? Nah. We made love all night.
Plus, you're a thumber, too. Like, you use the thumb to help.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're talking.
Like, that would be
a thumber.
Just don't do that face, because it's like, she wouldn't be able to see.
She just sees your eyebrows like
your head.
A couple caterpillars down there walking around.
Like here,
like a human millipede or whatever.
She might look up over the mirror and see me back there. She would just see the top of my bald head.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. She's looking in the mirror. It's like a head. It's got like a, you know.
She's just put some lotion chicken on chicken head. Put the lotion on the skin.
What about this one, Paige? Look.
Yeah, look at that. You like that, don't
that's
you?
That's better. But the way you were doing it, oh, God. No, you're better now. But the beginning.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Come on down here.
Come here, I'll do it.
Oh, you got two of the voice, too. Dog, you got to do a little laugh.
Why don't you do that? Calls. That's where you poop. I'm there.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige. Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. What do Winnie the Pooh, Popeye, Mickey Mouse, and Betty Boop all have in common now?
Winnie the Pooh, Popeye. I don't know. They're all cartoons.
Biggest costumes. Now, Betty Boop wouldn't be a costume for kids.
No.
She was basically like a...
That's a good idea, though.
Like a... What was Betty Boop's character? Like, what was she? Just a slut?
Seemed like it, with the voice and the...
Who came first, her or Marilyn Monroe? And same when did time. They hook up?
I don't know exactly. Marilyn was in the 50s, so...
Yeah, but wasn't so...
Betty Boop? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway, what do they have in common?
They're all cartoons. Yeah, well, that's a good thing. They're characters, definitely, and from your childhood... Perhaps.
You know what? You were right. Betty Boop started in 1930.
Jeez.
Golly bomb. So maybe Marilyn kind of made herself into Betty Boop.
Yeah.
Did Betty Boop sleep with the president and his brother? Who knows?
That'd be great.
Who knows?
Now, who was the other, like, that reminds me of Betty Boop, the dark-haired girl? What was her name?
Rosie the Diveter.
Halle Berry.
No. Anyways, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyways, Betty Boop is the latest character that went into the public domain.
Oh.
So, now there is going to be a Betty Boop horror film, and the movie is called Boop.
I thought you said Betty Boop.
Betty Boop? So, oh, that would be scary.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
That's how she kills you.
Yes. She's like an anaconda with her buttocks.
Betty Boop.
So, because they did that Popeye, and then they did it with Winnie the Pooh.
Popeye the Slayer Man, I believe it was.
Yeah.
They got in touch with us, those people, actually.
Yeah, I never watched that because it had the little lines on it.
Maybe the...
So you can't make a copy of it and sell it.
Betty Boop people will get in touch with us. They said she was not a whore. She's supposed to represent a Vapor Girl.
Yeah, so listen to this. The true story behind Betty Boop is the character was inspired by a black jazz singer from the 20s named Baby Esther Jones. She was known for her signature boop-boop-be-doop scat singing style when she performed at the Cotton Club. Cotton Club.
Oh.
Wow, so they totally stole that and made her white.
Yeah, look her up because there's a cartoon of her.
Yeah.
That is black.
Huh? God. You know what we're going to find out, folks? Trump's going to drain the swamp. We're going to find out that Aunt Jemima was white, Uncle Ben, Latino, and Betty Boop. Now, it was a black lady.
I was thinking of who, and why I didn't even think of this because it's half my name.
Jessica Rabbit was Asian, it says.
Betty Page was the original real life person.
Pin-up girl.
So maybe that was, she was a cartoon character like Betty Page.
Does she say that after she murders you?
Boop, 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 boop. I don't know.
I guess who she looks like now.
They should do more serial killers like that, because a dude will like lose all his inhibitions for a hot girl, like a siren in an old mythical story.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like the naked woman in the room on The Shining. She's all hot till you look at her in the mirror.
In the bathtub. Yeah.
Melted back.
That is the scariest part of the movie, I think.
They're like, don't look. Can we hook up without the mirror?
Yeah, just break the mirror. I won't look. And don't do that weird smoker laugh either, lady.
So a simple investigation turns into a horrific bloodbath as they fight to escape the murderous boob as she's set out for revenge.
It doesn't look like a real person. She looks real cartoonish.
Well, I mean, the only person I can think of that looks like Betty Boop in, like, real life would be, Foot. What's her name?
What was she in?
Saturday Night Live, or Butt. Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney Sweeney. No, wrong name.
The other girl.
The other one.
Cute.
Damn, I get them mixed
blonde
up.
Blonde hair.
Sydney Sweeney. She's a Sweeney also, or no? Sydney. What's come
like
on.
In the cast?
No, she was the host.
Man
and
child.
Musical guest.
Oh, Sabrina Carpenter.
Carpenter, Sydney Sweeney. How can I remember this? She doesn't look like she could. She doesn't look like Jesus. Sabrina Carpenter, because he was a carpenter. She does not look like Jesus. That's how I remember that.
She doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
Sydney Sweeney.
She's a gentleman.
I almost went to see that movie until I realized she was going to be playing Christy Martin the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that won't be attractive.
So one of the producers claimed that Boop will be a different form.
Box topless?
It will be different from all of the other cartoons turn killers. Boop's dark history is extremely grim. But yeah, telling the story allows her to get her power back. It's a true testament to feminism led by a predominantly female team.
Because if you look at the body, obviously, is a real human body, but the head is like a Mac.
See, that's even freakier.
Yeah.
Who will be doing the voiceover? Rachel Dolezal?
Oh, that's a good question. Who's in? You got to have a voice.
Is that a name people remember, you think? For
No,
I remember.
She was the white lady that pretended to be black.
Yeah. I think it comes up enough for people to remember.
Okay, good. Well, keep her name alive so my joke still makes sense. I'm Rachel Dolezal. Boop, boop, be-doo, bitch.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is coming up a short film that they did in 2011 of the same title. That's why I'm seeing all these pictures, because Rose McGowan was Betty Boop.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know why you just don't bring her back for this one.
What's the next one to go public domain? Like, we can go ahead and jump on it now and start having a bunch of bits ready to go so we can't get sued.
I don't know. Bugs Bunny?
Oh, God, no.
What?
Ain't no way.
Big Chungus, the movie.
Probably not Bugs Bunny.
Obviously nothing Disney, because that never gets...
Well, Peter Pan, it says here that Peter Pan could be going out in the next 16 months to 2 years. Why would you just say 2 years?
Do they sell those at Adam and Eve by chance?
I don't know. I know they sell the sluice boxes, but I don't know if they have a Peter Pan.
Hook.
Sherlock
Hook
Holmes.
Hook and Peter Pan.
Felix the Cat, but who knows that anymore? They just had the cool clocks.
Uh-huh.
With eyes going back and forth.
Popeye.
Oh, the tail.
Is there already a Popeye one?
There is
Popeye the Slayer
Man. Wow. Okay.
I never saw Blood and Honey. Pooh, did you watch that one?
No.
I think that's not what I thought it was. I started watching it, but I don't know.
So, Pooh, Blood and Honey.
He thought it was Wappy the Pooh.
Wappy.
But I like Winnie the Pooh. I like all of that.
Because he doesn't wear shorts.
It's not that.
He's a little slow.
Dude, bears don't. They wear shirts. They Porky Pig it, oddly enough. They
evidently wipe their ass a lot.
Maybe they just can't find pants that fit them because they're big down there.
I'm walking around with no underwear.
Even the women?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be at the dentist appointment. Quit texting.
I know. Like, we'll make sure he gets there. It's a 2-minute walk.
I need a chaperone.
To walk across the street.
So you might need to leave the show like 5 minutes early.
Okay.
Well, it just says, do you want the tooth? You can't handle the tooth, but we can.
Yeah.
Come on.
They won't let you have it.
That's cute.
You know, they probably sell them to some country that makes jewelry out of them or something.
Yeah, they do like a tooth necklace.
Yeah. Like there's some czar is wearing my hip around his neck as some kind of necklace or something.
Not the czar of cars.
Not the czar of cars. He does not wear human jewelry.
You lost your whole...
Or alien jewelry that I know of.
You lost your whole pelvis.
No, my hip, remember?
Oh.
Pelvis Presley.
All right. Well, so most actors in Hollywood, they are fighting AI with tooth and nail because they're afraid that it's basically going to make them unemployed. And why would you promote something like that? But one actor is, and that would be Michael Caine.
I was going to say somebody on the tail end.
Yeah, like I thought he retired or he was on the way out. Going to retire.
So he's one of the celebrities whose voices can be bought for commercial use via AI. The company called 11 Labs.
His type of accent, his type of British accent is not one of the fun ones.
Well, Matthew...
Too cockney.
Yeah, like he breaks too many words up.
Matthew McConaughey is down for that, too, because he is one of the investors in that.
He does a lot of commercials now.
Or does he? It may just be AI.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, if you can get money and they're just using your voice, but you're getting paid, that's the thing, is people
are afraid. You sound like our boss.
No, people are afraid that they won't get union scale, that it's going to cause more people to be unemployed. You know,
I hope to be paid more than people in union.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Cost of living in Greenville's higher. Union's a small city near South Carolina, or near Greenville.
Troubled city over the years.
Yeah, it's been troubled. Disney turned their back on them.
Things have Philo left. There.
By the way, Count Dracula is public domain.
Isn't
I had no idea. I thought that was Universal.
So what is Nosferatu? He was a Dracula, right?
I don't know.
So like all these have to
enter. All these started with something, but just after time, they say, okay, that's public domain. Except like you were mentioning, Disney keeps literally lobbying to change that law every year on characters they own.
That's a good question. Nosferatu was like the first, and then Dracula became something different. But
there's Bram Stoker's.
Yeah.
How about this? I did not. I swear on the Lord, I did not know that Long John Silver was a character in Treasure Island, the book. Did you? The one by Robert Louis Stevenson?
I thought it was made up by whoever started the chain.
The Chicken Plank restaurant. No, it's a fictional character that was in the book Treasure Island, which I thought I read, but Long John Silver, I literally thought was just...
The treehouse is in Treasure Island.
Well, I've been to that little thing in Disney. Disney had they had that.
God,
it's not for food.
It's
kind of blowing my mind right now.
I know, it's crazy. Well, that's gross.
That's what I call it.
All right, then.
It was one of the first ones to go into. So is Jesus? Yes. What am I saying? Of course. Jesus is public domain.
Yeah, but that's...
I mean, who would?
I trademarked it when I made my Bible.
Right, but who would? Who would get Jesus?
It's a big part.
The Catholic Church?
Like, what did Mel Gibson
you're giving
have to,
me the eye. People were just like, they're the ones that perpetuated it the most throughout history.
You know, I don't know who would.
Maybe certain depictions of Jesus that are protected. Like, you know, Passion of the Christ, is that still?
Well, that's public. That's a story based. Yeah, okay. So you could do an adaptation of it or whatever, and it's still public domain. Lord knows, I mean, there wouldn't be rock music without the devil.
Because there's a lot of Nosferatus.
Who's going to own that?
I know, right?
Dracula shows. I mean, hell, the number one country song right now is not real.
No, it's AI.
You told me that. Oh, don't say. There's no way to do it now. I was wanting you to maybe somehow play it and then say, by the way, you like that song? It's AI.
It's right here.
Well, I see you can get a piece of it.
I don't know if I can see it and hear it, though.
Yeah, but you can see the name of it.
You could just say it as well.
Are you going to exercise for that one there, buddy?
Breaking rust, walk my walk.
Breaking rust. I mean, come on. We let this happen. People are like, oh, we let it happen.
It's a bot, is what they're calling it.
Well, there's the other AI group that's going to tour. Like, how is that going to... What gets me is the picture. That is obviously somebody.
It's
got to be.
It's a weird world. I mean, on one hand, it's like very imaginative and cool and like, holy crap. Oh. But then you think down deep though, like it's almost like the computer people or whoever you want to say, was just sitting back for all these years, just letting us upload all this bull crap, and uploading it all, and this using it as a replication model, and then they don't need us anymore.
Westworld is actually going to happen.
Okay, so here's an example of something that has to change. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was going to use a picture of Eddie Van Halen, but the artist who, or the photographer who took the picture, said no, didn't sign off on it.
They recreated it.
So how is AI legal with pictures that may look like something that you've already seen before?
Oh, yeah, they could get pretty close.
Well, I mean, like, let's say that I went to Egypt and sat there and sketched the pyramids and sold that artwork. It was my depiction of it. It would look awful.
You'd see what it looked like.
Crooked pyramid.
The big one's in the middle. But yeah, that's an interesting thing. But
we let it happen, man.
I mean, we totally let it happen and continue to, because, like, you talk to people like, yeah, I use Gemini for this, and I use this for that. And, like, it really makes you second guess even messages from people. Like, if I see that one thing in a text, I know that it's assisted AI. There's a watermark that you don't see that I see.
That's what they're saying about this song. Like, you could tell certain inflections in his voice.
Rejoin with it at some point or something.
I'll see if I can get it.
Okay.
A sample.
Oh, yeah. We got to see if we can play AI music.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
God, the company probably says, no, we don't know who to pay. All right. Fatboy, when we come back, yes?
Yeah, we'll do it.
It's not a competition. It is a co-presentation. It is the best damn audio. I'm going to play something for you that these parents from 1986 would be losing their freaking minds right now, because I'm going to play for you what upset them at Christmas time 39 years ago. They protested, they got petitions, and now we're like, that got you upset? Wow.
I've got, you know what happens when you get too close to somebody's face? Somebody's man's face?
Yeah.
You might catch a green ashtray from an angry redneck chick who just got finished playing Uno.
Yeah.
Them glass ashtrays.
All big ones.
Glass trays. All right. Nice. Best damn audio. Back in a few minutes. I was going to say 2 and 2. That's too long.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.